Hey, it's Chad here at Worldwide Sax. I've lined up two tenors and three tenor mouthpieces for our sound file today. I'll be working with number one is a Buffet S1. And then second will be a Con 10M. The serial number on it is 306. It's from Sarge's collection. So the three mouthpieces. I'll start out with this plastic composite. It's kind of a no-name ween. I've never seen it before. But we had Bob Carpenter clean up the tip and actually measures 101 at the tip, and it plays really great. It's got sidewalls inside. Number two mouthpiece will be a 1970s Berg Larsen Duck Bill hard rubber, and it's a 115-1-M. It's not offset numbers. And it actually looks original at the tip that measures 129, so that's pretty crazy. Third mouthpiece is a Runyon Quantum, the spoiler it's called. It's a number nine. It's a stainless steel or nickel plating on it, and it has an insertable baffle. Currently, it is inserted, and the tip measures 99 on it. So back to the ween mouthpiece. Here is the Buffet S1. Switching over to the 10M now. Same mouthpiece, same Java 2.5 reed. Doing my best guess to put the tuning the same for the neck. Here's the 10M. Probably should mention some pad setup differences. The Con 10M has large flat metal resonators. They're probably, 3 to 4 millimeters away from the tone hole ring. So they're pretty large. And they're on black brew pads. The Buffet is on large metal dome resonators with a very slight dome to them. So they're seamless. Switching mouthpieces. Let's switch over to that Berg Larsen with the 129 tip. Let's keep these saxophones in order. So here's the Buffet. Here goes a Berg Larsen on the Con 10M. Mm-hmm. switch mouthpieces again. Here we're switching over to the Runyon Quantum. Tip at 99. It has a very high baffle because it has the insert baffle that's even higher than the already baffled chamber that we have. Same reed on the buffet. Missing those buttons. Hey, let's put that Runyon over on the Tecan 10M. I can tell that my Amisher doesn't much like the Runyon. I could get used to it. Well, when you have a rolled tone hole 10M, you get a bit darker, dark, smokier tone. You can definitely hear that it has a wider spread resonance, as we talk about con being a bigger sound, a bigger, wider sound. It's not bigger, louder. The buffet definitely has a reserved focus, meaning it fits very well in a specific sound spectrum. For probably that's why they said buffet Selmers, they were French. That's why they were played in classical music. But every mouthpiece reacts differently to different horns, so that's what I'm trying to accomplish with this sound file. I hope it helps you hear some differences.